All right, folks, up next on High Plains Morning, we have snagged a fabulous upright bass player. And you know how I feel about large stringed instruments. We've got the Rock Bottom String Band live on the phone with me. This is Griffin Harrison. They are a bluegrass alt Americana group, and I'll let him explain what all that means. From San Marcos, Texas, Griffin, welcome to the program.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Okay, so you're going to be playing the Golden Light Cantina Thursday, March 14th in Amarillo, Texas, and going to be playing with a band out of Colorado Springs. I wanted to get you on the phone, make sure folks were aware you were coming through town. We're going to be playing your music in rotation. Thanks so much for sending it, and I think it's just going to fit in just great on High Plains Morning, and we're really excited you're able to stop through the High Plains and share some of your very, I would call it a very unique sound with listeners across the High Plains.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we're very excited as well. Actually, the band that we'll be playing with is Stay Home Street Corner Thieves. A couple of their members are originally from Amarillo.
Okay, so that's tell us that again. That's the Stay Home Street Corner Thieves are going to be playing with you at the Golden Light.
Yes, ma'am. The Stay Home Street Corner Thieves. Yeah,
nice.
They're a group out of Colorado Springs, Colorado.
But a couple of Amarillo originals in there.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well, that's going to be exciting. Tell us a little bit about your band before we get to that band. How did you all get together, and who is in your band?
Well, it's myself on upright bass, Alex Schultz on guitar, Tara Miller on percussion, what we call the trash pile, and Mackenzie Dart on the fiddle. And the band originally joined a little over 5 years ago, just out of a bunch of friends wanting to make music and have some fun. And it's kind of spiraled out of control since then, and now we can't stop.
So are you touring full-time right now?
We don't tour full-time. We all have day jobs and stuff back here, but we do tour quite a bit. I believe we got 7 full runs in last year. We just got back from a tour through Florida and everywhere in between a couple weeks ago. And so, yeah, we try and stay pretty busy.
That's fabulous. Now, where are you heading after you're done in Amarillo?
From Amarillo, we're just keeping it Texas, and we'll be going to Odessa the day after that. We'll be playing at the club in Odessa.
Fabulous. Now, let's talk a little bit about your music. It sounds like you're really kind of just merging what is a pretty traditional bluegrass sound, but you're kind of whipping in elements of very much like alternative rock. There's some punk sound in there and some Americana. Is this something that you were conscious of when you were kind of like putting together the sound of the band and all of the members, or is this just something that kind of came out of everyone that was participating?
Well, I guess it initially started, we all really love the traditional bluegrass and roots type of music, but then you take, all of us are from very different backgrounds, and musically, culturally, everything, and then you take all of us putting in a little bit more and more and writing new things, and all of a sudden the sound has become different. So what we like to ask people is like, well, when they ask us what we play, we're like, do you listen to bluegrass? And if they say yes, we'll be like, oh, well, it's like bluegrass with a twist. And if they say, no, I don't know much about bluegrass, then we just tell them we play bluegrass because it's easier.
And then they have nothing to put it up against.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like to call it alt Americana, roots, bluegrass. And it keeps changing every day, honestly.
Okay, well, that's the nature of the evolution of music collectives, I guess.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the latest EP, Por Vida, which we do have and we've had in rotation, and I also have your first full-length, The Home Ain't Where I'm From. Tell us a little bit about the latest EP and where that is kind of in the progression as you grow as a band.
So, Por Vida, we put out, the band actually went through a decent amount of lineup changes last year, and since we hadn't released a full-length since 2016, Home Ain't Where I'm From, we wanted to let all of our fan base and everyone know, hey, we're still doing stuff, we're still making things, we're working really hard. So we got out that recording, Por Vida, which we're super proud of. It's only three tracks, but we worked very hard on them.
Two of which I can play.
Yeah. You can actually play two of them, which is amazing.
And you know what they say, two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Okay, now it looks like after reading through some of your information you have online, reading about the band, you have a focus on DIY. And I would love for you to just kind of explain for those out there that are our listeners that don't know what DIY is an acronym for. Tell us a little bit about what that means and why it's important to your band.
Yeah, DIY is important. It means do it yourself. And it's really important to us because it really takes a lot of work if you want to continue being a musician, and especially if you have aspirations of doing it just full time. And doing it ourselves means we screen print all our t-shirts in Tara's kitchen and we dry set them in the oven. We screen print and cut out all our patches. We do all our recording independently. We're not signed to any labels or anything, and it keeps us having to do all the work, which keeps you more involved, and it helps with the mentality. It keeps us from being lazy or checking out if we have other people doing our work for us, because, yeah, we split up obligations of booking certain territories and shows and all of the promotional stuff. Like, yeah, here I reached out to you about speaking on getting on your station and everything.
So really just the intentionality of it all. You can't separate yourself from it if you're pretty much running the entire machine.
Yeah, exactly. We just like to keep everything as in-house as possible. It keeps overhead down for touring musicians that, you know, no one ever said being a musician full-time was going to be easier. You're going to be making a bunch of money or anything. It just keeps our, like, intentions pure, I think, because it means we still really want it if we're willing to put in all of this time and energy.
I think that's a pretty accurate sentiment on most of the folks we have come through here. And DIY is certainly something that folks on the High Plains are very well-versed in. We do a lot of things ourselves here on the High Plains.
I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah. So give us a little bit of an example of some of the artists that you find have inspired your music or that you enjoy like listening to while you're on the road to get, kind of the informs, kind of the direction that the band is going right now. Do you have any hot recommendations?
Absolutely. I would say for as maybe a bigger name goes that we draw a lot of influence of would be The Devil Makes Three.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, one of the bigger groups in our type of fields. Other than that, bands like Carrie Nation and The Speakeasy from Wichita, Kansas are amazing. There's the Urban Pioneers from Texas who are a string trio group of road warriors who just really know what they're doing and play amazing music and are constant inspirations to us. And then the band that we're playing with on Thursday at Golden Light, Tejon Street Corner Thieves, also some of the most diehard DIY road warrior string breakers I've ever met.
Fabulous. Well, that's going to be a nice two-pack for folks coming to the Golden Light on Thursday then. Well, Griffin, that was fabulous. We're so excited you're able to come through Amarillo, and folks, go check it out. Rock Bottom String Band is going to be playing with the Tejon Street Corner Thieves. And if you're into bluegrass, if you're into kind of an alt-Americana, check them out. Golden Light Cantina is at 2906 Southwest 6th Avenue on Route 66 in Amarillo, folks. And again, that's Thursday, March 14th, and they'll be playing with the Tejon Street Corner Thieves. Show's at 9, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, show at 9 p.m. And I'll do a post so folks, you can find this on High Plains Public Radio's website, hppr.org. Griffin, thank you so much for your time and break a leg and a few strings.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.